ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवतां नारायणेन स्वयम् व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिनां मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनी अम्ब त्वामनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी लास्ट् वर्स् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवै वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुत्सुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीगणेशाय नमः ॐ श्रीसरस्वत्यै नमः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः सो दि एट्थ् चाप्टर् आफ् द भगवद्गीता is called the imperishable Brahman. Who is this supreme consciousness that is covered in the 7th chapter and also covered in detail in the 9th chapter? The 8th chapter is a connection or a conjunction. But also the 8th chapter goes more into detail about what happens after death, because that was one of Arjuna's questions. And so a lot of details are spent, as we will see today and also next week, on what path is taken by the soul after death. So the 8th chapter starts with Bhagavan's description of the Supreme Consciousness as the substratum of the whole universe. And the chara and achara, the moving and the unmoving, and the manifest and the unmanifest, what we see and what is the origin. Like the seed and the tree, both are that consciousness. So similarly, the manifest and the unmanifest, everything is that Brahman. And then he says, I am beyond that. That is beyond manifest, beyond unmanifest, beyond the creator even and the creation, even beyond this Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, beyond that is this supreme consciousness, Brahman, which is described as Kavim Puranam Anushasitaram. That means he is the knower, omniscient, he is the supporter, he is the controller of the whole universe. And he says, one who reaches me reaches the ultimate goal of life. And how are we to reach you? Bhagavan Krishna says that whatever is your final thought at the time of death, that is where you will go. If at the time of death you are thinking of the world, you will come back into the world. But if you are thinking of me, the Lord says, you will come back to me. And so how can we think of Lord at the time of death? By thinking of him throughout our life. And that's what he says, Om ite kaksharan brahma vyaharan mam anusmaran. So one who remembers me at all times and chants Om, Om represents that supreme consciousness. And then he talked about the how the beings come into manifestation. It says first they appear as unmanifest, what is called as Mahat, what is called as Hiranyagarbha. From the supreme consciousness, the creator arises, the unmanifest. And then from the unmanifest comes the manifest. Bhut gramas evayam, bhutva bhutva praliyate. And again, the individual being appears in this body, drops the body, travels through other worlds, and then manifests again. And how are we to end this journey of life and death? So Bhagwan says, by knowing me, by reaching me, by becoming one with me. So one may ask, you know, it is so difficult. Can you give us a simple straight path how we can know you, how we can reach you? So today Bhagwan will give us the path how to reach him. And that is verse number 22. Chapter 8, verse number 22, where it says how one is to reach the Lord. Lata will be repeating today. Purushasya parah partha.
Purushasya parah partha.
Bhaktya labhyastva nanyaya.
Bhaktya labhyastva nanyaya.
Yasyantasthani bhutani.
Yasyantasthani bhutani.
Yena sarvamidam tatam.
Yena sarvamidam tatam.
You can mute. Now everybody can chant with me. Purushasya parah partha. Bhaktya labhyastva nanyaya. Yasyantasthani bhutani. Yena sarvamidam tatam. So, sa purusha, that supreme consciousness, purusha here does not mean man or human being, but that supreme consciousness, sa para, which is the supreme purusha, that which is described as Purushottam in the 15th chapter, this supreme consciousness, also called Brahman, also called the Atman. Atman is the supreme Atman, not the individual soul. Purusha sa para. So that supreme Purusha, O Partha, O Arjuna, how can it be obtained? Bhaktya. Labhya. Labhya means it is obtained. How? But that supreme consciousness is obtained by bhaktya ananyaya. Bhakti which is of no other. No other. That bhakti, that love which there has nobody else in it. That devotion, that is how you can reach me, he says. And this Purusha, where is this Purusha? Where is this Purusha? Is that far away somewhere in heaven or in Brahma Loka? No, it says, yasya antasthani bhutani. It is the inner self of all beings, of all of us, animals, birds, plants, fish, humans, all beings. And not only it is inside, but it is outside. Yena sarvam idam tatam. Whatever you see, idam, this entire universe, all the 14 worlds, and even beyond, they are all pervaded by that Purusha. So find that supreme being who is within you and outside. And that is the way to reach. So this Purusha, we already talked about, the supreme being. Now, what is this Ananya Bhakti? Ananya Bhakti has many meanings and many ways to approach it. One is that we think that the Lord is omnipotent. He can give me whatever I want. So I say, Lord, my daughter is not getting married, so can you get my daughter married? Or I need a job, can you get me a job? Or my son is not well, if he is omnipotent, where he can give whatever I want, he is also omniscient. He also knows. So we don't need to tell God what we need. All we need to do is just pray with sincere devotion and offer everything, because the Lord is the knower. He is omniscient. He is omnipotent. If the Lord can give me whatever I want, then obviously he knows whatever I want. That is number one. Number two, when we approach God, we have talked about it, we always approach with a list, you know, long list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And after we get 8, we don't get the 9th, and we say, God, what happened to the 9th one? All the 8 I got, yes, but where is my 9th? So we are using God as an ATM machine, so that through God, I can get something. I can get money. I can get power. I can get comfort. I can get this. I can get that. So God becomes secondary, and that object becomes primary. So through God, when I'm getting something, then God becomes the instrument. Then God is not number one. So my bhakti is not for God, but my bhakti is for that object, what I can get through God. So that is not ananya bhakti, where God again is one out of many things I want. God says, I want you to want me and me alone. Like a mother with a newborn baby, does she need to think about that baby? No, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Her mind is there. Even if she is gone to work, part of her attention is home. And I hope the baby is fine. I hope the babysitter is watching her. She'll call periodically. A person starting a new business, does he say, I'm only going to think about the business 1 hour, 11 to 12, 30 on Sunday? No, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, his mind is totally on the business. So this is, if we can do that for objects in the world, why can't we do that for God? Why don't we do that? Because of our excessive attachment. We are so attached to our things, to the people, to our position, power, objects, that it becomes very difficult to think about God. So Gurudev had once said, Swami Chinmayananda, that there is simple spirituality in 30 seconds is detach and attach. Detach from the world and attach to God. So our mind should become more and more, the more time I start thinking about God. That's why they say God should not only be the goal, but should also be the path. Gati. Gati means, in Sanskrit, means goal, also means the path. And as we start progressing on this path, as we spend more time thinking about God, we'll find our mind filled with the supreme joy, with supreme love, and gradually the fascination for the worldly objects will drop down. The world will become less valuable and God will become more valuable. And we see in the lives of saints, once they have got this love for God, then nothing else can stop them. Look at Mirabai, look at Tukaram, look at Jesus, look at Buddha. No obstacles of the world could hold them once God became their supreme goal. So that is what one has to decide. That my goal in this life is God. My goal in this life is enlightenment. Everything else I have to do. I have to take care of my family, my children, my grandchildren, my spouse, my home. All that is okay. My stock market. But all of that should be secondary. And as we are getting older, more and more time should be spent in spirituality. Because now most of us don't have jobs, or if we have, it is part-time work. So extra time you have, just read the Bhagavad Gita, do a lengthy puja in the morning, sit down and with the mala and just chant his name 108 times. You can do 3, 4, 5, 6 malas. Mala chanting is the best way, because what it does is it makes your mind concentrated. And even before you start meditation, you can do that at night before you go to bed. Just take a mala and just chant 108 times whatever form of the Lord is. Om Namah Shivaya, Shri Krishna, Sharanam Mama, name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. It doesn't matter, but just chant the name of the Lord at least 108 times. And the more malas you do, the more your mind will connect. And do not do it just mechanically, but keep the form of the Lord in mind and turn the mind's attention in love. And my mind at that time should only be on God and nothing else. And so the more we do it throughout the day, and as I have said before, put little reminders at different places, the more we remember God, the more our mind gets filled with divine qualities, because God is all love, all compassion, all kindness, all togetherness, oneness. So slowly, love for God is ananya bhakti. And then he says, I am in all and all are in me. They are all the, I am pervading everything. So what do we mean by God is in all? So there's a Saint Francis of Sales, who was a French saint in the 16th century. And he was approached by a bishop, by a young bishop, who said, what is perfection? What is perfection, O Lord, O Master? What is perfection? So he said, perfection is loving God with all your heart and loving your neighbor more than yourself. He said, what? He said, loving God with all your heart and loving your neighbor more than yourself. He said, that's very difficult. Can you tell me the path to perfection? What you're saying is perfection. Okay, tell me the path to perfection. He says, path to perfection is simple. Loving God with all your heart and love your neighbor as much as yourself. So start by loving everybody as much as yourself, and ultimately you will love everybody more than yourself. And why should we love? Because Saint Teresa of Avila, famous saint, says, amor saca amor. In Spanish, what it means is love begets love. When you love somebody, you get love back in return. So when I love God, God is compelled to love us back. Just as in the world, when you love somebody, one is you say, oh, this person doesn't love me. But what we have to do is first we have to give our love, and then love is inevitable. So anybody you want to get love, first you give love. So similarly, God is the supreme love. He is supreme bliss. He is supreme joy. So and who does not love himself, herself? Is there anybody? No. We all love ourselves more than anybody else. That's why God says, yes, antas thani bhutani. I am in all of you as your higher self. So when you say I'm loving myself, no, don't only love myself as this body, mind, as intellect, as Anil or Saroj or Girija, but love myself as Brahman, as Atman, as the consciousness. So that is the love that, and then what happens? That love becomes universal, because the one consciousness in me is the consciousness in all. And how is it pervading everything? So the example they give is gold. Just as gold is the essence of all the ornaments, right? Gold is the essence. Also, gold pervades every inch of the ornament. Gold is inside, and then also the ornament emerges from gold, and when it is melted, it merges back into gold. So similarly, you and I have come from that one consciousness, which is pervaded by, we are pervaded, and when we end, we merge back into that consciousness. So that is what he says, that supreme consciousness, you have to love with undivided love, complete devotion, and love all beings as a manifestation of that consciousness, because everything is just as the seed comes out, the tree, the plant, everything, but it is nothing but the seed in different name and form. So similarly, you and I are that Brahman, which is the seed, which is the substratum in different name and form. So that is the supreme consciousness.